Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. When I first started doing this bit, Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries, There were a few that were floating around here and there, and then I noticed I became a snob to them. Not all of them, but some of them, because there were so many that P1s would send me, this is not real, this is needs to be looked into, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, it's almost like the floodgates were open. And then it's like, well, this is too much to look into. It became every day there was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about this a while back, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of panned on it until I further investigated over the weekend. So, you ever heard of an American author by the name of Ingersoll Lockwood? Familiar with him?
No, nope. I don't know that name.
Well, he's not very well known for that. He wrote a couple books. One of them was called 1900, The Year of the Last President.
Okay.
The other one was called Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey.
What? About Trump's kid?
The book was written in 1899. Called Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. It was about a young man called Barron Trump who takes a magical journey around Russia with his father figure, Don.
What?
This is in 1899. The other book, 1900, predicts a wealthy Fifth Avenue-dwelling tycoon and a political outsider whose common man rhetoric and massive reform of the monetary system inspires violent protests and eventually a full-on civil war in America that brings down the country.
Oh, okay.
That was from the book 1900, The Year of the Last President.
Now I kind of want to read these books.
Also wrote the book Barron Trump's Magical Underground Journey. Okay?
Whoa.
Now, here's the thing about old Lockwood, the author. Nobody ever really heard of these books because the guy was like an attorney. They called him very whimsical, which means he probably like smoked weed or did heroin or something.
I like whimsy.
Whimsy. The guy had a crazy imagination, but he was an attorney. This was stuff that, you know, was just written or whatever, and it was available for purchase, but it didn't ever do real well. So people had sent me that before saying, you got to look into this, and the other weird thing that people would point out in the various books is that in one of the books, young Barron Trump's best friend. Now, this is the internet. The internet will tell you that his best friend was a guy by the last name of Pence.
Mm-hmm.
His last name was Pence. I'm not kidding you.
In the book, his name is...
It's what?
In the book?
His last name is Pence.
Oh, you don't blow me away now.
Right. That was, and of course, the similarities there to Vice President Mike Pence. All right? So you put all this together and you say, what in the world is this about? These are a book written in the 1890s. A guy named Baron Trump, who goes to Russia underground with his dad, Don Trump, okay? Son named Baron. And then in the other book, this real estate tycoon from Fifth Avenue goes after the vote of the common man, saying he's going to change things, the monetary system, make America great again. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah. It sets up a civil war and the country falls apart. That was written in 1893, that first book. Now, that's where the conspiracy theory kind of is like, oh, okay, that's neat. Well, then you go back and you look up this guy, and he wrote a whole bunch of books, not just those two. People want to concentrate on those two books or whatever. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, this guy was prophetic, this and that. So here's the thing. This is when it falls apart. The president's name in that book is Brian, though. Everybody's concentrating on the Trump thing. The guy's name is Brian.
Yeah.
Other conspiracy theorists are saying, oh, you know, it's the 1900s book, the guy with, you know, with the Pence last name and all that stuff. Coincidental? Maybe. Here's where it got weird for me.
Like, up until you get to the Pence thing, like, I'm just kind of thinking, like, well, I don't know, maybe Donald John Trump read those books and, you know, was a fan of those books because it had his name in it. And that's where Baron and Don get their names. Well, besides, he's already Don.
Conspiracy theorists were saying that Donald Trump or the Trump family are time travelers. Okay? That they're time travelers. And that's where, to me, it just falls apart. It's like, okay, you're leaving out the part about, you know... The thing about Pence, that's interesting. To me, truly, the fact the name Trump prior to Donald Trump was not an everyday name. You know, certain parts of the country spelled T-R-O-O-M-P.
Mm-hmm.
Troop.
Yeah.
Troop.
It really is.
I don't like it.
So I kind of, really, I heard about this, I kind of brushed it off. But then this is where it gets weird for me. Talking about the time travel stuff. Have you ever heard, I know you have, heard from me talking about it, and Jimmy too, the great inventor Nikola Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. He's a guy who was a thinker, an inventor, and truly, his stuff was stolen from him.
Yeah.
I mean, Edison took most of his stuff from him. They really did.
He was pretty eccentric, too.
Very eccentric. He would say things to people, oh, this guy's off his rocker, blah, blah, blah. Well, when Nikola Tesla died in 1943... He was telling people around them that he had come up with ways to have free electricity with free energy. He had figured out a way to do a death ray. In other words, he could point an object at you and the electricity and the ions and everything could kill you.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
He also said that he had invented time travel. This is Nikola Tesla. So when he died in 1940, and this is all stuff you can look up. This is Library of Congress stuff you can look up here. When he died in 1943... Apparently, he had no family that would come and claim his belongings, Nikola Tesla. So, for some reason, the FBI took control of all of his possessions.
Johnny the Bull?
I don't know. 1943, all this stuff was sucked up by the FBI. They examined this renowned physicist's inventions and all this stuff, including the time travel stuff. And none of it was ever heard about. We never heard about the death ray. We never heard about the free energy towers. We never heard about the time travel. The government's Office of Scientific Research and Development was headed by this gentleman who took all this information and was supposed to expunge it and go through and facilitate it. The head of the Office of United States Scientific Research
was it Donald?
Was a man by the name of John G. Trump.
Brilliant scientist.
The brother of Donald Trump's father, Fred.
Yeah, Trump's uncle. He was a brilliant physicist, scientist. He invented some stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
So when you add all that, you say happenstance. Baron Trump, that's our president's son's name, traveling to underground to Russia. The dad's name in the book was Donald. He had a friend whose last name was Pence. All the last president, all this different stuff. And I kind of say, coincidence. And then I find out Tesla, I knew Tesla had said he had invented time travel, but the fact that the head of research and development for the FBI scientifically was John G. Trump.
How convenient. How'd he get that post?
I don't know what to say about it other than if this is coinkydinks, golly, that's amazing. It's one of those names where you don't hear it very often. But John G. Trump was Donald Trump's uncle, and he was the head of the FBI's scientific research and development, the guy who went through all of Nikola Tesla's things, including time travel.
He's going to get squashed again.
But how do you – there's no squashing. I mean, that's facts. That's incredible. I don't know what you explain it to or how you explain it. Or is it just an interesting coinkadink, Matt, man? Just an interesting coinkadink.
Just a series of coincidences.
But how?
I'm going to go in and squash it all.
How do you have that many different – I mean, how do we know that his uncle didn't pass this on to his nephew? Donald, get in here. This guy. I mean,
somebody had to. Why would he name his son Baron if you didn't know?
Well, that's
read the book.
That's the other thing I thought. That's the other thing I thought about. If your last name is Trump, and there was a book written 100 years ago, you know that had a guy in there named Don Trump, and that's your name, you'd be like, oh hell, I want to read this. Yeah. Baron, that's a cute name. If I ever have a boy with a hot model type, then that's what I'll name. And then the whole tie in with Russia, and then Pence, and then it comes full circle that his uncle was the one who oversaw all that. And the fact that's never talked about. Our president had an uncle who was the head of the FBI's scientific research. Why would he never talk about his uncle, this brilliant inventor? It's just wild to me. So I want you to go look it up. And you readers out there, read these books. I'm not a reader. I'm a Cliff's Notes guy.
Do you ever worry about uncovering and unearthing all this stuff and what might happen? Might be eyes on you.
No, go ahead. There ain't nothing to see here. I just think that you can have explanations for stuff, but that right there, explain that to me. I'm sitting here in the park with the table. Explain that to me. How all this prophetic divine vision of what it might be like, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 one after another. It's incredible to me.
God, I don't know.
You can look up the book. So the guy's last name is Ingersoll, I-N-G-E-R-S-O-L-L. He wrote many books, but 1900, The Last President, or the other book, Baron Trump's. Hold on, I'm going to read the exact title because I misquoted it a moment ago. Baron Trump's. Oh, Jesus, I hate this computer. And making me look like a fool now. Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey.
Okay, Marvelous
Baron
Underground
Trump's
Journey.
Marvelous. It sounds like something you'd ride at Disney World.
It does. It'd be a fun ride.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right a bit.
Rise Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I feel like this isn't a movie where they just burned a house down and they're riding away. Is that right?
It's in some movies. I don't remember which ones.
That's the song you just hold one beer up to and kind of rock back and forth.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been falling for Greenville for 10 hours.
I'm sunburned.
I love you, Mark Farner.
Shirtless.
I saw Guess Who here 30 years ago.
Just lost Who Can Matt Beat Now.
Oh, you thought it was Nazareth.
I thought you was messing with the son of a bitch.
It's American Band, Grand Funk Railroad.
Ah.
I thought you thought it was that because it does sound like it.
Where was Nazareth from? Galilee?
I think so.
Well, I thought you was going to play mine, brother, but that's cool.
I don't know who it's...
We are too.
We're a southern band. The simplicity of...
I know, man. A hard song to write, right? Just like I want to rock and roll all night. Very hard song to write.
You want to do what?
But even the other one, like, now you're messing with her. Yeah. Son of a bitch. I've never heard son of a bitch sing so beautifully. But yeah, and it's like, it's so simple.
We're coming to your town.
We're coming to your town.
Gonna help you party down.
It's like most of the kids, and a lot of songs, but like, especially the you mentioned, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah.
That's all it is for the last minute and a half of that song.
It's but like now we're in a time where you have, even if you used AI,
yeah,
like it's not going to be as good as the simplicity of it.
No, but they were very creative on songs like Love Gun because that's a metaphor.
Yeah, that's true. We're very blatant with it now. Like yeah. It used to be, you know, knocking boots and doing the nasty,
yeah,
or laying down with you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lay you down.
That was the country thing, was lay you down.
I'm gonna lay you down. We're gonna lay down together.
That's yeah. So party.
Like that's the way it was in the Bible. Like,
yeah, lay with men.
Lay with men. To lay with the daughters of man.
Yeah,
there were giants in those days. The men are renowned.
Yeah,
but this is so crazy.
Nice song to, like Fat Boy said, stand at Papa Brewski and hold it up in the air while they play this. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Where's my lighter at?
Yeah.
My cell phone's dead.
I've been jonesing for some Grand Funk, man.
You're like old dude when Marla Hooch is doing karaoke.
God bless. I need to go back. You reference that movie a lot, and every time in my head, I was like, I need to go back and watch that. And I never do. I need to.
You should. Do it today.
All right. But there's something to that, though, about the old ways of talking about it in songs.
Yeah.
Like, and I know as a song, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. That's hard to do. Try to talk about both sides of your mouth at one time. you know, like you're like, what is it called when someone's on meth?
Tweaking?
Yeah.
How are you? Like,
Jack Jaw.
Having fun. Living the life.
Is, you know, like, songs about sex specifically when they were cool innuendos. Love Gun, Knocking Boots.
Yeah.
Doing the Nasty. Funky Cole Medina. I had no idea what that was about when I was singing that. I had no idea it was essentially about, like, it was not, was he roofing her or was he just giving her
an aphrodisiac?
An aphrodisiac.
Yeah, it wasn't about
like a Spanish fly.
It wasn't about sexual assault. It was just an aphrodisiac.
Okay. Yeah. But still, if she just wasn't aware, that's still. Am I wrong with that? Raw Binario, call in. If you slip a woman or a man, you know.
You used to be slipping Mickey.
I was about to say
that's old slave, slipping Mickey.
But yeah, a Mickey was an awesome malt liquor drink in the 90s. You'd save all the tops off of them.
Slipping a Mickey.
Big mouth.
Girls would make the little pins out of them with the hornets on them.
Yeah.
Right? That was Mickey's, I think. But now it's like, you know, especially with hip-hop and stuff, it's very biting.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah, they put out there what they want to do, like, step by step.
Like, this is a graphic depiction, like somebody's doing play-by-play.
Right.
And they want their boys involved, too.
So. That's always struck me as weird, man.
For some reason.
Like, that whole Chronic 2001 album is just... It's all it is the hitman hit it. Everybody else, man, like, it's weird.
I remember hearing Baby rap a lyric about what he would like to do to a female while Lil Wayne's doing something else to her at the same time. And I'm like, he's like your adopted son, kind of.
You heard a baby do that?
But the woman is always some nameless person, and then their buddy gets a name drop. So we just need some nameless woman so we can have a proxy to do this together. It's more about doing it with him than it is about her at all.
Are you talking about the automobile song about NWA?
I'm talking about a bunch of songs I've heard where it's some nameless, faceless woman who just is a proxy for y'all to do it together.
Weird. That's one thing where you haven't seen that progression or switch a rule of reversal of roles is you never hear Megan Thee Stallion or whatever talking about, you know, getting G-banged.
Yeah.
No, but they talk about their, you know, their part a lot.
That's all it is.
It's like a great description.
It's like the thing that all female comedians did for 20 years, where that's all it was.
Have you heard the fart song by Ice Spice?
No.
She says,
I've heard the one by Baby Shark.
She said, you think you're the S, you're not even the fart. And then she shakes her ass around a whole lot in it. But that's what they sing about. It's like what they got going on down there.
Man, that's dumb. That's dumb. I'm stupid.
She's got gas. Who cares?
You think you're the S, you ain't even the fart. That's how low you are to her.
I appreciate some creativity with that. Not that, but like in.
I want to hear it now.
The new Ye, he's no longer Kanye. He says,
don't call him that.
You know how like you talk about going through hard times, baby. A lot of people call those going through the trenches.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, even saying this will probably get us demonetized. I'll give you all 54 cents after I say this. He says, we go through the trenches, call us Columbine.
Oh, wow.
And while I kind of like appreciate that, but I'm like, ah.
Too far.
What's he equating to war or school shooting?
Trench jackets.
Yeah, okay.
Remember Sting? They were like, don't wear the trench coat anymore the trench for a while.
Okay, yeah, I didn't connect that in my head at first.
It's wordplay, and it like makes you think a little bit, and you kind of like, oh, that AI couldn't write that. That's kind of interesting. But then at the same time, this is something on my heart right now I want to say.
What?
I like Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
but man, when he's starting to now sell Bibles for $60.
It's my favorite book.
It's like,
are you questioning a little bit?
No, man. No, man. Don't. That's the one. That's where I think you're going to separate stuff. That ain't good.
I've got one in every room.
I read that.
That's where you lose the older women, certainly.
I think you. It's just that's too blatant. I think
it kind of is, but nothing is too blatant anymore. Nothing is. Anytime I think something's too blatant, it works like magic because nothing is too blatant anymore. You can beat them over the head with it.
Don't do that. That's sacrilege.
Yeah.
But you notice the little spin on that was how he said we've lost religion as far as like a guidance for the compass of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? To that, I will say I do know in hotel rooms there's no longer where the Gideons at is what I'm saying.
Not, are people no stealing
the
Bible?
Well, that's the thing. We live in a world now where if the Gideons place the Bible, they have to place five other books with it.
There'd be a bookshelf in there full.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a...
However you pray.
It's like I got an Obama Quran autographed.
Yeah. You like
see? It's like those little libraries people put in the front yard nobody uses.
That's such a good idea if there was community still, but it's just going to be people stealing books.
You know, when there is community, when they have the food box and people hit that as soon as they fill it.
Well, that's just people stealing food.
You know, I would love to hear from people that know this. I know we're kind of all over the place. This is kind of mentioning that. Landrum? I want to say they have a community garden.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
And it's like where they go, and you just go pick out what you need.
Yeah. I know what one is.
Community garden. I think it's Landrum. Y'all correct me. It's right there on a frontage road. It goes by railroad tracks.
Okay.
I go to the farm sometimes that way, and I'm like,
is there anything good out there?
If you take more than you're supposed to, you'll be cruising for a bruising.
Oh, yeah. That's right up there with noggin boots.
Yeah. You take more than two ears, I'll box yours.
See, you say that. I see them commercials. I don't know. I can't tell you what they're advertising. I want to say it's car insurance. I don't know. Where they're like, this is a lesson in being an adult. You don't do that anymore. Remember they had the Velcro remote control, and now it's like, do you own that car anymore?
Mm-hmm.
The floor mats you save? Well, it's time to throw them away. Yeah. I got shelves that I've got from IKEA. This is stupid. I bought these stainless steel shelves, but I didn't realize they didn't have any brackets on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I've had them for 4 years.
Yeah.
And they're in my garage. not hanging. They're just shelves there. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do with them? And I hear them commercials, and it pisses me off because that's what it's like.
Yeah.
You don't know what words mean anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made fun of my mom for the Lots of Love thing.
Just gotten so much more aggressive because, like, I guess it was the 50s when people say he's cruising for a bruiser, but now everybody, you hear the FOF line, everybody just wants to punch you in the throat now.
See,
I'm going to punch him in the throat.
The 1950s is a great example because you had, what was it you just said right there?
Cruising for a bruising?
Cruising for a bruising.
We've gotten more aggressive.
Yes. Well, with a lot of stuff, the double meanings of things, like you would say, yeah, man, that's the best soda fountain to go to. That place is Tops.
Yeah.
Well, now that's like a particular, you know, role in a gay relationship, perhaps.
Or anybody be on top in any sexual situation. Is a top
or I'm going to beat your butt.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
With what? You know?
Well.
Got a flogger or something.
Or we'll have a gay old time. It used to mean happy.
Yeah. Well, then we went through the phase where
still good.
Bad
if you're happy
good.
Homosexual, are you gay? Gay.
I mean, we did. We are the generation that grew up saying bad was good. Oh man, that's bad, and it meant
Michael,
good.
Michael Jackson.
We grew up doing that, so we're not innocent of this.
Dude, that's heavy. Yeah, yeah. It's real bad, especially when you see it and you're like, God bless it. I do. I take selfies that way too.
Wait,
I do.
What's the wrong way?
I do them like that.
That's not anything.
I don't do them like bigger women do it.
Yeah.
Where they do it like it's
straight up, straight down the shirt.
Straight down the shirt where the boobs are hiding the gut. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't try to do that with mine.
I love that commercial. He's counting down.
I can't do that from that upward angle. I'll drop the phone on my face.
Okay, it's LL Cool J. He doesn't care about your nephew. I'm like, man, I think I've done stuff like that before.
You're going to see somebody when you turn around.
I know.
Don't
and
overreact.
I do it in here with y'all. I'm like, look at this picture of this. And I'm like, I know you don't care. I know it. I'm just like, man. This might make them smile. They all look all frowny right now.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. I want to come up with more of that stuff, though.
What, more of what, old words?
Coming up with words that have changed the meaning.
Uh-huh.
Not all of them, but
yeah.
Or outdated phrases that people still say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do people still say, let me cop that?
I
think that's coming back.
Is it? Let me cop that.
I think the
kids, I know whips are still whips. I know that.
I know that the police are now 12.
Yeah.
The slang for cops now 12, not 50, not Popo 12.
Huh.
What does that mean?
I'm not certain where it comes from. Adam 12, maybe TV reference.
You know
probably.
The ghetto bird.
Adam 12.
The ghetto bird is the helicopter that flies over.
Is it still though? It might have changed.
Oh God, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know how to ask.
I don't either.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, we got to call a 12-year-old and say,
we
got
to see what the vernacular is.
They're all in school now, or they damn well should be.
Yeah.
Well, some are probably on spring break.
All right. What's your number? Good. 1-800-774-0093. That's a good reminder to say the phone numbers.
The renewal by Anderson in the Carolina studio line.
Don't drink and drive and text and call. We can talk about that. Whatever you got going on, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This right here is so telling. It's so telling. I'm listening to your show right now. Yes, I am homeschooled, so I am at school. I always get a chuckle. So does my little brother, and my dad says, "What are we going to watch on TV tonight?" I hate that, but I get what the kid's saying.
What?
Because watching TV, to me, watching TV is you're watching television.
Yeah.
But I can't watch, great example, I don't mind saying this, I can't watch porn on my phone.
Mm-hmm. But you don't watch it on that big TV.
Especially with the surround sound
on.
You
feel inadequate, man.
Well, I mean, even on this.
I know.
I don't know why they do that. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
They're just wanting to demoralize men. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the new stuff's not good. It's also fake looking. Nobody looks like this.
Yeah.
But watching TV. There's no, like, even that whole thing of watching TV together. Usually the husband and wife, boy, girl, man and man, whatever.
But what
they may watch it together, but ain't nobody sitting around watching it together.
But what do you call it if you're watching it and it's on a television, you're watching TV?
No, that. But I think, I feel like what they're referring to is watching TV.
Like doing it, okay, like the together thing you hit on. Okay, I get
yeah.
Like, my first thought was, well, it's on TV, so you're watching TV. Anything right. You're watching on TV, you're watching TV. But the kid's like we're going to watch TV together.
I went to Chick-fil-A the other day, started watching Baby Shark while I was sitting there.
Oh, what'd
that's
you get?
That's cute.
Spicy chicken, add pepper jack.
Just one?
Yeah.
Talk dirty to him.
I've been good, man.
You know what
I'm
miss
serious.
That you'll never hear again?
If
is
I don't see no results on the scale, I'm going to throw it.
Remember Made in the Shade?
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, Michael Jeter.
That was good. But it doesn't make sense anymore because now people go outside, they're trying to cook themselves in the sun, and people don't generally go outside anymore.
You're Made in the Shade.
Made in the Shade's great, man. I'm Made in the Shade.
What about, this is good. What about over there riding that high horse?
Yeah. I love your high horse.
Get off your
high horse. What was that from, though? Was that just like you were looking down on people because you're on a taller horse?
Think so.
You're a high horse.
Yeah, you're a high horse. You're sitting up higher than everybody else.
Like Rapunzel up there with their long hair.
You know how it is, Matt? Now, you drive a full-size vehicle. But you know how it is when you pull up to a red light trying to turn right and to your left is a much larger vehicle and you can't see nothing?
Oh, yeah.
That's that high horse thing.
That's every other car for me.
Yeah, it is. That's
for you.
Bicycles for you.
That's why I got to pull. I got to look through their back window.
Yeah.
So the people behind me are stopped up a little bit. They're honking at me.
If it's a big enough truck, you can't see the back window because it's up above your car.
Yeah.
Or it's beaming down on you with my little car. You get that glare, and it's really hard to see sometimes.
Hey, we've taken the fun out of a lot of stuff in life, too, like bust a gut. Now it's just dead. Even laughing has a negative connotation because you say dead. But bust a gut was it.
You know how I feel about the phrase, let's go. Yeah. I'm sick of it. And now it's in sports cards where they're sitting there opening packs. Let's go. Let's get a Wimby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, well, go. Do it.
They put the F in there.
Let's effing go.
Yeah.
Let's get, wrestlers all do it. Let's
That's the
go.
Thing to say when you ain't got nothing to say, but you want to talk. It's you have nothing to say about this, but you have to run your mouth.
Oh,
you say, let's go.
Right there.
It was.
You
it
get
was.
A taste. And Travis at Bowling Spring Sports Cards, I love you. I know you say that too. It ain't no hate.
Wonder Boy says it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I mean, most wrestlers do on the way when they're like sitting there talking crap, either high fiving or frowning because they're a bad guy. You know, they're, all right, let's go.
They used to have catchphrases. Everybody says, let's go.
Pat McAfee, that's like his crutch. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, he says it a lot, dude. A lot.
Let's go.
Also, shout out to my daughter who's listening right now. It says, I still get a chuckle when you say roll up the window.
I grow.
I almost say that until I'm dead, man.
I don't know. I'm pushing a button. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. But it sounds funny to say put the window up. Which is what you say now, but it sounds funny
roll
to me.
Roll up the winders. It's raining. Yeah.
Roll the window.
Roll the window up.
Cut it off. Knock it off. Cut it out.
My dad used to say some old timey stuff like put a glass in that hole. But the window was down. He wanted the window up. Put a glass in that hole.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was real old. He was born in 38, though.
No crap.
Yeah.
Golly, he's dumb, Jim.
Yeah, he's born in 38.
Your daddy would almost be 90.
Yeah. He would.
Oh, God.
It might be ornery.
That's wild.
Because he was almost 50 when I was born. Yeah,
he's ornery when he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
He might have kicked your ass when he walks by now.
Not with one leg.
You know that old
Is that an
generation.
Ass-kicking joke you're making?
No, I forgot about the leg.
Yeah, I had the great right. Fat boy. He's going to kick my ass. He's going to take his leg off and hit me in the butt with it.
God bless.
That leg's been around.
Oh, my goodness. Lord.
My dad also did stuff like, he would say county bounty and city kitty and state trooper, highway patrol.
Oh, yeah.
He went to the highway department, all the good stuff.
My dad.
The highway department.
He also called police the fuzz.
Oh, man.
Is that what you're going to say?
Was sitting there, it's the old Hess station, Rutherford Road and Stone Avenue.
Yeah.
And there was a cop in one lane to turn left. We were going right, going to Poe Mill. And my dad, I was in the car. I heard him say it. He's like, uh-oh, it's the fuzz. Blue lights went on, pulled him over. He came up and said, you just called me. He didn't say slur, but he just called me a degrading term or whatever. I guess the window was down. Maybe he heard it. Read his lips. I don't know. And I was like, oh, my God.
Mr.
I've
Fuzz.
Been saying that, too. Yeah. I didn't know that you couldn't call him the fuzz. Nor do I even know where it comes from.
The thing I just saw means. Said that nobody really knows where it came from, so they theorize it maybe because the buzz cut was real popular back then with the police in the 60s.
Okay. I thought it might have been like the like on the the fuzz on the...
Could have been. I don't know. Nobody knows for sure.
We got a guy over here that... trying to think of something good to say. Fell asleep on his couch.
Lay it on me, Matt, man.
You need backup?
I literally have nothing.
Help me out here, Officer Berg. I mean, we can be there shortly.
What?
Wait on this order for a second. We got a family of diabetics over here. One just called me the fuzz. You want to come over here and give me some assistance?
I'm going to get 3 days triple.
Got a heavy set kid in the back. We might have to get the jaws of life to get out. Before I go, do you want her brother. You want a cruller? Or is a bear claw work for you? I got some munchkins. Sorry. I have a lady prostitute over here.
Man, I'm about to have
She's going to be in a movie soon.
I'm about to have to split the shindig.
Shindig! Yeah. Yeah.
Or when you leave, you say split. Let's split.
You know, I never said that.
That was before our time.
Definitely, like, I remember that from, like, Happy Days and stuff.
Yeah.
Not in that context, at least.
Like, back then, set on it. Doesn't mean that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, sit on it mean, like, okay, here's the lineage of I don't
what
know.
What did sit on it mean back then, though?
Suck it, kiss my ass, yeah. SMD, yeah. Whatever.
EMA.
It grows. Like, before that, what it might have been, you suck eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty sucks eggs.
Who wants to
And then
that?
It would go to sucks.
Yeah.
Rocky sucks. Yeah. Rocky. Now it's like. F you, Rocky.
But it started with egg sucking dog.
Egg sucking dog.
That's where it all started, is egg sucking dog.
You can set on it, Potsy.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
But some of them we even traded out for ones that aren't near as good, like Five Finger Discount.
Oh, yeah.
I love that band.
No, you don't. You told me that one day.
I remember how when DoorDash became, the thing, Dining Dash was the thing, you know.
Yeah.
My friends would say, all right, Matt, go ahead and walk outside. They give me a head start.
Yeah, I guess you give you a head start. You go on outside. We'll catch you on the flip side, Matt, man.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Give me a solid. Go ahead and walk out. Then we'll catch you on the flip side, and we'll book you down.
Check your pager.
Oh, Lord.
Psych, I didn't send you one.
Oh, God.
It was psych in the psyche mind.
How did you spell psych?
Oh.
I spelled it S-I-K-E.
I don't know if I ever wrote it out back then.
Ah.
But, yeah, I would have spelled it S-I-K-E, though, yeah. Or S-Y-K-E, one of those. S-Y-K-E.
You can spell it like the hit USA show, P-S-Y-C-H.
I don't know, but that throws me back to those days where you just sit there and, you know, with dudes when they were not drawing ding-a-lings, you know, just sketching them out. We never drew vaginas. I don't know why. It's just this
too
is weird
to
draw.
Yeah. Plus, what is it?
I don't know. It's like, hey, nice jellyfish you drew there. No, that's not what I was going for.
Jerk.
But then you would draw, like, the, you know, the metal S. I never could do that. never could do that. Yeah. I could do the dead Kennedy symbol, and I could draw the corrosion of conformity skull.
COC skull?
Yeah.
Badass. What a good man.
That's why they shortened it to COC. Mm-hmm.
You doing Misfit skull?
The conversion of Shorty. The Misfit skull?
Yeah.
Maybe if I tried it. I can't do it off memory. It was the metal S.
Yeah, but why? What was it?
I don't remember.
Didn't tell you.
Somebody would always try to show me to draw. They draw a straight line down and then take it here. They're like, do it now. And I'm like, it's that thing when you're trying to close a box lid.
Yeah.
And there's no tape and you can fold the one corner under. I'll sit there sometimes for like 3-4 minutes. Like, which one is it? Damn it. It keeps opening. That's called getting old, though, isn't it?
It is. Remember when somebody's in a bad mood, you ask them who peed in their cornflakes?
Yeah, like you want to?
I know.
For a video?
That's weird.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't have a choice. My bed's against the wall.
Take a chill pill, dude.
Yeah. Chillax. Netflix. We go this all day and day.
Yeah, man.
Freaking forever. I'm sitting here thinking of more and won't go to break.
We can take this to the max.
Well, I wake up every morning and
party hardy.
Yeah. All right. I want to go out on a high note. Take it, Tim. Take it, Officer McDonald.
No. Oh, man. Don't get me with that. I don't know, man. I don't have a high note. All I got's old terms.
We'll check in 2 and 2. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.